Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. It's good to have some beautiful sunshine, is it not, after kind of a rainy week. And we thank the Lord for His goodness. I want to call your attention in our call to worship this morning to the passage that we're going to be looking at this morning. Verse 1 of Matthew chapter 5, "And seeing the multitudes, He went up into a mountain, and when He was set, His disciples came unto Him." It's interesting that at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord Jesus saw the throngs and He began to walk and He moved up into the mountain. Now Luke tells us that He came back down from the mountain into the plain where He continued to teach them. But He went up into the mountain and we're told that the disciples were the ones that followed Him up there. I couldn't help but think as I thought about this in relationship to our Lord, our Lord wants us to follow Him no matter where He goes. In this particular instance, He had some very personal things to teach that were not necessarily intended for all the multitudes. He was wanting to teach His disciples, and so He went up into the mountain, and we read later on at the end of chapter 7 that there were people that were there that followed even the disciples up into the mountain, for they heard what He had to say. So we know that others filtered their way up to hear what the Savior had to say, but He took them up into a mountain in order to teach them. You know, the Lord sometimes will take us up into a mountain. Sometimes He'll take us down into a valley. Sometimes He will take us into the plain. When you think of the mountain, though, you think of the steepness and having to walk up the mountain. Lord, why couldn't You just teach us down here? Why do we have to go up there? Well, it was a filtering process. Only those that were willing to climb the mountain to hear the Lord Jesus would go, right? There are a lot of people that won't even get out of their beds on a Sunday morning to go to church to hear of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm too tired today. Oh, I had such a busy night. We stayed up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and partying and stuff, and I just can't seem to have enough energy to go to church. We'll go to bed earlier. Are you willing to go up into the mountain to hear Jesus? This is the point. The disciples followed Him up into the mountain to hear what He had to say. They could have said, well, we'll just wait till He comes down. Maybe He wants a private time. No, they followed Him up into the mountain. And the Lord wants you and I to follow Him in order to worship Him. To be willing to go wherever He goes so that I may worship Him and I might hear what He has to say. Do you have that kind of a heart that will follow the Lord? Well, Lord, that's a pretty rugged mountain. That's kind of steep, and I'm tired, and I really don't want to go with You. Go! By all means, go, or you'll miss what He has to say. Can you imagine if you had been the disciple that had not heard the Sermon on the Mount? That you had decided to stay home that day? That you had decided, I'm too tired to go up into the mountain? Here is the point, folks. We need to be where Jesus is. We need to be in His presence. If it's up in the mountain, if it's down in the valley, if it's aboard a boat out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, be where the Lord Jesus Christ is and hear what He has to say. And that's why we've gathered this morning. Amen? That's why we've gathered here. We want to hear what God has to say to us. We need to be in His house. We need to be in His presence. And so as we've come together, may we come with the purpose of worshiping Him and hearing Him. Remember the time whenever Peter was talking on the Mount of Transfiguration and the Lord spoke from heaven and said, "This is My beloved Son, hear ye Him." Sometimes we need to be silent and let God do the speaking and let us do the hearing. And that's what we've desired to do today. As we've come together, we open our mouths in praise and then we close our mouths and listen to what God has to say. That's worship. May God help us to do that this morning.